بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله we will continue explaining تفسير of سورة النبأ. And I will ask another time شيخ صاحب محمود to recite the first 15 verses of سورة النبأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. We arrived to verse 7 and we explained it. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ and the mountain aspects. And inshallah, with this session, we'll continue. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah said in Holy Quran, and have we not created you in pairs? In Surah An-Naba, if you want to give a little bit summary of what we said before, that they were disputing about Allah saying to the Prophet on what they are disputing, what they are disagreeing on the resurrection day, why they are disputing. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ. Are they are asking about the great news, in the great news of the judgment day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given why they are seeing it so great. And then He stated to them, as we explained before, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا. He is giving them examples. Didn't we do the stretch the earth like a flat in order that they can live on? And didn't we make the mountains as pegs that they can stabilize the earth and balance it, the earth? And now He is saying, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And have we not created you in pairs? Allah is telling them that everything I created is a great news. It is always continuous a great news. Have we not created you in pairs? وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا means everything I made it in this life balancing the other. Everything that you imagine, if this is black, what's the opposite? White, that is pair also. Everything must be balancing in pairs. If we have evil, we have good. That is pair. Allah is the best creator. He is the creator, He is the best judge, And he gives the wisdom for everything. Means he created everything with wisdom, with balance. Have not we created you in pairs? We made you men and women. Men without women cannot live. Women without men cannot live. That is in human race. In animals, female and male. Without a female, male cannot live. Without a male, female cannot live, because there will be no generation. Trees. You will find trees that they mate. When wind come, before spring, blow everything, and they make them what? What you call them?
Huh?
What?
Pollination?
Breeding?
Fertilized?
Whatever. It make itself, male and female make a new the fruit comes, or else it will not come. And when a tree doesn't bring fruit, we say it's a wild tree. Not? So what they do usually? They don't cut. They bring another, what? And they put a branch from another tree and they cut it, graft it. Why? To make them pairs, both of them, to join. That joining with each other bring that secret of life. Without joining, it is against, it is different from the normal standard way of life. And that's why creation of Sayyidina Isa was a miracle. Creation of Sayyidina Adam is also Allah's miracle, showing a human being. Anything else must be in pairs. Look the moon, look the sun. If there was not sun, there was no light. If there was no moon, there was no hisab, no calculations. When the month begin, when the month end. Is that? It gives the beginning of the month, it gives the end of the month. Two things are shining in the sky. What are they? The moon and the sun. They're completing each other. Human being, without spiritual balance to the physical body, you cannot live. It's a union between two different elements joining together, the body and the spirit, or the body or the soul, whatever you want to call it. So everything Allah is giving us, telling us, everything I created in pairs. Like richness, so rich, poor. Like health and disease. Like knowledge, ignorance. Strength, weakness, male, female, tall, short. So everything Allah with His wisdom has made everything in pairs. Even the atom, you have electron negative and the neutron and proton positive. And they are equal, balancing each other in same atom. If you have 6 electrons, you have 6 protons. 6 positive, 6 negative. 2 positive, 2 negative. 1 negative, 1 positive. 100 negative, 100 positive. So must be everything in pairs. Give you mind, give you heart. Heart for akhirah, for spirit. Mind for body, for dunya. Understood or not? Allah is saying, Adrians, that is not a sign for you to see my greatness. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. I have created you in pairs. It's not enough for you to understand my greatness. I made everything, male and female. If you think little bit, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed with his kun fayakun, designed the male and designed the female. Look his greatness. Yeah? And how they come together to bring generation. How the way. It's beyond imagination. How you can do that? They speak about scientific discovery. What scientific discovery? Stem cell. Allahu Akbar. Well, they created the what we say in Arabic, al-barud. Ikhtara'u al-barud. They invented the dynamite. So big, mashallah. They are using what is there. Can they bring an unliving stem cell and make it living, give it life? They are using what is there. Huh? And they are still using it, and they have to plant it and put it where it is necessary to be put in order to grow. Where they are, they say about the moon, that there is no living species in the moon. Why? Why? It's cold. Is that? Mm-hmm. This is what they say? They say this? There is no one can live on the moon. No one can live in Mars. It's very cold. Who told them? Who told them they cannot live on moon? If they cannot see, they are ignorant, they are stupid. Who told them there is no living species on the moon, inside the moon? Allah might put them inside the moon. With these eyes you cannot see. How you can see? Can see? Huh? Why I have to believe that? And I'm not believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, look, the DNA. Can they see the DNA with their eyes? No. Why they are then asking to see, might be Allah putting something like DNA in the moon, living things. How they know? They cannot see it in their eyes. As they cannot see the DNA, but since the DNA in their hands, they are making experiment, they are finding one DNA can take 1 million books in one DNA of information, inside one DNA. And that is a complete, DNA is complete plan of your lifetime. From day one, Allah sent you to the womb of your mother, how much you are going to breathe, how much you are going to eat, how much you are going to speak, how much you are going to walk. Every action you are doing in this life, it's written there. Like what you say, moquette is like an architecture plan. What you call it? Blueprint. And they say you cannot, if you live under certain climate, weather, you die. Why are you there? Why they are accepting to freeze? Why they are putting these embryos, these stem cells? Huh? Where they are preserving them? Where? Huh? They are freezing them. Under which degree? Minus what? Minus 30 and 50. And they are pulling them out and they are still living. Why then Allah will not create creation on the moon and they are living? It's still under freezing, like the stem cell they are living. Is that? Yeah. Like sperm. It's not living under freezing point and they pull it out of the freezer and what you pull, you say, put it with the egg. Fertilization and it's coming out living. For them it's okay. For Allah, no, it's not okay. Who gave them that knowledge? If they cannot see the DNA, if they cannot see the stem cell with their eyes, well, how they are going to see what Allah has created on the moon or on Mars? Between their hands they cannot see. They want to see what is on the moon, inside the moon or on the moon or in Mars. It's not fair. Huh? So Allah is telling them, I created you in pairs. Okay, show me someone created someone in pairs. Can they make an animal, a creature? From nothing, they come. I want them to come and sit like that and say, blow, and then I say, oh, we created man and created woman. Can they do that? They can? Huh? They cannot. So what they are trying to tell humanity? Still they are working of what Allah has given them. That's scientific discovery. So they must know that there is a creator. Cannot go beyond that. If Allah is opening for them some discoveries, it's for the benefit of humanity. It's not that they want to think themselves they can create a human being now. Allah will destroy them. Then what he said? وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا and made your sleep for rest. We made your sleep to rest. We gave you that. As body needs rest, also spirit needs rest also. And Allah gave the body and the whole system to rest. Allah gave that power, make you to need that power, to relax yourself. If that is necessary for the body, what do you think about the spirit? Because everything is balanced. Everything, whatever there is on the right, there is on the left. Rich, poor. Healthy, not healthy, sick, good, evil. So everything in pairs. So وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا must be sleeping, relaxing for the body, must be relaxing for spirit. Relaxing for the body is to go like dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا and according to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you sleep, Allah takes your soul out of your body. You become like a dead person. So what is the sleeping of the soul? The rest of the soul is, as Allah mentioned, when someone to make his soul to rest and has peacefulness in his heart, before he sleep, he has to sleep on ablution. Pray 2 rak'at and sleep. When he sleep, his soul will go out. Instead of being between heavens and earth, if you have no wudu, it will stay between heaven and earth. And if it is non-Muslim, it stays in darkness. For mu'min Muslim, it goes directly under the arsh of Rahman, under the throne, in a prostration, in a sajda. There, it will be given to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and swim in the ocean of zikrullah. And it will be blessed. That Allah bestowing His grace on that soul. That spirit will be relaxing, peaceful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, in full submission, prostration. That's why sleeping is important. What Allah gave us, gave you time of sleeping, don't waste sleeping, because your soul will be there. It is in full ibadah. When you sleep on wudu, ablution, your soul in full ibadah. It will be written for you, full ibadah. If you don't sleep on wudu, then you don't know where your soul will go. And that's why Allah is telling them, I made you to relax. And this is a sign. To take a sign that that person, like a sleeping person. When you sleep and heavy sleep, you don't feel anything around you. Like a dead person. Allah take the soul away, leave you one part of the soul breathing. So take Ibrah, take an example of what Allah has given us at night. When you go and sleep, if Allah doesn't send back your soul, you are dead, finished. You stay there. So what then when you are sleeping, you say, Ya Rabbi, I'm going between your hands. You send my soul, I'm happy. Because as long as Allah gives you life, you must be happy. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But remember, there is akhirah. If Allah prevents your soul to go back to your body, what will happen? You finish. Your money is gone. Your bank accounts are gone. Your stocks and shares are gone. Your cars are gone. Your mechanic shop is gone. Your children are gone. Your wife is gone to someone else. After you, she marry someone else. So, then do for your akhirah, as Sayyidina Ali said, as if you are dying tomorrow. Or else, you will be lost. So, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have made your... made your sleep for rest. Subata is a complete disconnection from any action that you do in dunya. And it is coming from مِنَ السَّبْتِ وَهُوَ الْقَطَعَ. Sept means something cut. Cannot disconnect. Cut completely. مَقْتُوعَ. You cannot do anything. It's prohibited. So when you sleep, Allah tie you, you cannot do anything. You are relaxing. It's order of Allah and you are relaxing. So that's why the word Sept, the 6 days of the week, where the Jews, they say their Sabbath, means it's the day where there is no work. There is, you cannot do anything. And when you sleep, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتَ, we made your sleep, نَوْمَكُمْ, sleep, نَوْم, sleep, سُبَاتَ, like Sabbath, no work, finish. Disconnected. You cannot do anything. You are stupid. You are in between the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why it is called Subata, from where that name came, Sabbath for the also the Jews, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created earth, heavens and earth from Sunday to Friday. By kun fayakun. And on Saturday, everything was completed. There was nothing being done. What Allah created in 6 days. And Allah knows what kind of days. He created all this universe by kun fayakun. This big bang was completed in its place. It took 6 days. After 6 days, everything in its place stopped. Big Bang, they say. Huh? What's Big Bang? You? What? You? What's Big Bang? They say a big explosion happened in a moment. They call it zero moment, where there was zero happened. What was before zero? Zero still a number. Zero still a number. You say $0 means you don't have a dollar, but it is describing something. Still it is something. You say $1, you know you have one. You say $0, you have none. But it is a figure that is showing you something, which you don't have. So what was before zero? And what happened? How it happened from no zero to zero? That period of time, we have to learn. What happened in that time frame? Now we are not going to discuss it now. So, from zero to Big Bang, it blew up. If you bring a bomb, and you throw it, and it will explode. What will happen? Everything goes, what?
Shatters.
And these shatters, when that big bang happened, what happened? It shatters in a vacuum. When something happened in a vacuum, like when they go to the moon, they say they are on the moon, or they send a space shuttle, and inside the space shuttle, they go inside, they fly, like flying. Why? Why? No what?
Gravity.
Speak up!
No
what?
Gravity.
So there is no gravity. When that Big Bang happened, huh? That explosion, in a vacuum where there is no gravity, so everything was what?
Spreading.
But we didn't see it spreading, it's stopping. It stopped. The moon is in its place, the sun is in its place, the stars are on their places. So according to sciences, that has to go spreading, not stopping. So what? Why stop? Huh? impossible to stop. Like an atomic reaction. Is stopping, does stop? There is no way to stop it. It's going to go with its forces forward. The only thing to stop it is another force from the opposite side. And it has to be equal at the right moment, at the right environment, at the right time to hit every shattered particle in this universe to stop it. Or else it will not stop, it go in the opposite direction. So the probability of that is very high, very difficult to happen. There is no way to imagine it. If there is anything probability to imagine, that power to stop that Big Bang with an opposite force coming from the opposite side at the right time, at the right moment, at the right environment, it has to coincide with the same force that's going forward, another force comes, the same force to come in the same time and balance it down and stop it. That to happen is impossible.
Allahu Akbar.
Who stopped that? Who made this to stop? The right force, the right opposite force, in the right moment, in the right time, in the right environment, stopped it. Everything. As soon as Allah said, "Kun kaf," that Big Bang happened, explosion. As soon as Noon came to connect it with the kaf to become kun, opposite force stopped it.
Balancing everything.
And it stayed like that until when Allah wants, He will destroy everything and bring the day of judgment back. Probability of that to happen, to be stopped by itself, no calculation. Is impossible. Even you go up 10 to 1 million zeros, is never going to happen. And 10 to 10, you cannot read it even. 10 to 10, how much, Tahir? 10 to 20, how much? Can you read it? 10 to 12, I think, is to trillion or quadrillion or more. You calculated last time. So 10 to 20 is impossible. 10 to 30? It's finished. 10 to 100 zeros, 10 and on top 100 means 100 zeros after the 10. There is no way to describe it in any scientific or mathematical language that will happen, a chance of happening. What do you think about that opposite force in this vacuum universe with these billions of galaxies and stars? They found how many galaxies? Some of them, they say 6 billion galaxies. In every galaxy, 80 or 60 or 70 billion stars. How they stop them? How the probability of finding a mathematical, scientific number of an opposite force to stop that force? Propellant, perpetual force, you say? Moving force, what you call it in quantum physics, Tahir? What? Is a force that going forward, and there is another force coming back from the other side to stop that force. For these billions of stars, they have to stop at the same time with that force. There is no way of probability even in that language. That is Allah is giving examples. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And he mentioned Subata, that Subat, that Sapt, that word in Holy Quran to tell us that is a something that is maktu', disconnected. When I created creation, I created on a Sunday, ended by Friday. That's everything there. At that time it took the noon to connect with the calf. Kun. أمره بين الكاف والنون. His order is between the kaf and the noon. When this together connected, it took 6 days. In these 6 days, these stars, these galaxies, this what you are seeing has been created. And that is not Allah creation yet completed. What about heavens? That is still in Hadd al-Dunya, in the limit of dunya. There are others, heavens they cannot see. It's related to Akhirah. All that, it happened in 6 days, and the 7 days, the Sabbath, it stopped. Allah wants to tell us that on that day, everything stopped. On, means on that day, that force, the noon, connected with the Kaf on the seventh, on the day of Sabbath. And that's why we call it in Arabic As-Sabt, the seventh day. The week begins Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Allah created, as it is said, لأن الله تعالى ابتدأ بخلق السماوات والأرض يوم الأحد فخلقها في ستة أيام. Allah created heavens and earth, skies and earth from Sunday. And took 6 days for the noon to reach the calf and stopped. That force stopped. Everything came in place. What that greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people are speaking science here. Not come and show us their science, what they can do. Even now, if you now bring a small dynamite, put it here in a bushes and blow it, and what happened? Everything will shatter. Can you bring any force from the opposite side to stop that in its place? And not in its place, in its place in a vacuum. Can you stop these shattered glasses, for example, if you blow a glass window? Can you stop it in its places in the air? Allah stopped it in the air, in a vacuum. And stopped it in a way that there is no gravity. Everyone is its place. And some of them are rotating around their axle, some of them rotating around other planets, some of them fixed, some of them, Allah knows what they are doing. What is greatness? And they are speaking about some small discoveries and making big deal out of it. Allah, Allah. So that sleep that Allah gave to us is like a kind of death. But that death is a temporary death. That you will come back to life. Allah is showing, as I bring you back to life in your sleep, I can bring you back to life when you die, the real death. For me, it's the same. That one is dead. You look at him, he's sitting in the, he's sleeping in the bed, he's dead. You don't know if he's dead. You approach to him, you are listening, he's breathing or not. His heart is pumping, what you say? Pumping or not. You don't know. He's dead or not. Until you check. Allah is showing us. As I bring you back to life. In the morning or wherever you are sleeping. That is also death. I can bring you at any time back to life. That, what is that secret? that bring you and take you away. What happen when you sleep? I take something out of you, you are not conscious. I bring it back, you are up another time. Awliyaullah, they, with that, Allah free them. At any time, they have been granted that power, because they reach in their life the state of mutu qabla an tamutu, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. He reached the level of dying before real death, because he let his ego to die. Means he controlled his ego. And inheritors of Sahaba are the awliyaullah. They are able to control their selves, their egos. Means they died before their death. Means their spirit is free from the cage of the body. They move anywhere they want. They look, they come back. They tell you, this is happening. This is what's happening. This is, you correct yourself. Make sure that you do this awrad. Make sure you read this Quran. Make you do this. Because they know if you do that, they will save you from a difficulty that is coming in front of you. They will give you a hint what you have to do daily in order that you save yourself from that difficulty that is coming in front of you. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have made you sleep for relaxation. Rest. What rest? Allah said that He created creation in 6 days and then He stopped, rested. Means Allah is giving us a hint here. If you really do your worshipness and follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, I bring you to a level where you rest. You will be in a resting situation, peaceful situation, in a situation that you don't see any more hardship. I will make you to swim in the ocean of restfulness and relaxation. You are at that time in my presence. My blessings will be on you. You will be granting that love, eternal love, eternal beauty, eternal majestic blessings. You will be dressed with my light. I will dress you from these lights of my attributes, beautiful names and attributes. And you will be at that time saying to anything, oh Ya Rabbi, please do it. Help me, or help this one, or cure this one. Allah will accept your dua and cure on because of your dua. And that's why Sahaba used to go to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking him to ask his Lord, because his dawa has never been rejected. Sahaba, after time of Prophet, their dua never been rejected. Awliyaullah, inheritors of Sahaba, when they've been dressed with these lights, their dua are accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us to His way, to the way of love and beauty, the way of eternal love and beauty, the way of eternal knowledge. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil fatiha. Knowledge. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmatil fatiha.